Just one old man. Bible thought. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ. They risk their lives for me. Romans chapter 16, verse 3 and 4b. Two kings and a queen of Judah for the previous 15 years had been worshippers of the heathen gods Baal and Asherah. They knew the commandments that said, Thou shalt have no other gods before me, and thou shalt not make any graven images. But they ignored the commandments. An old priest by the name of Jehoiada, when he was about 100 years old, arranged a palace coup and had Joash, a 7-year-old heir to the throne, installed as king. Together they opposed Baal worship. They repaired the temple of Jehovah and restored the daily sacrifices required by Moses. Money was collected by freewill offerings to pay for the masons, carpenters, and workers in iron and bronze. They replaced the temple furnishings of gold and silver. It was a brief, bright episode in the dark decline of Judah, led by a great old man in his 90s. When Jehoiada died, though he was not a king, they buried him with the kings in the city of David. We each have known some great old servant of God who has blessed his or her generation. Let us remember and give thanks for such people. Lord, help us, each one in our own little way, to make a contribution to your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, amen. Ted Waller, Lebanon, Tennessee.